You may relate to this experience. You go to a gathering, it's a work gathering, or it's a retreat, or something, to a get-to-know-you session. Usually it's the ones you do when you first arrive. And sometimes you have to fill out a questionnaire, your name, where you're from, in order to acquaint yourself with the other people there. When I do this, I get to that one category that I always dread, and it says, your hobbies. Your hobbies. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have a lot of hobbies. And so I always feel inadequate at that place, and I don't know what to write down, so I don't know, I put down cycling or exercise. Are those really hobbies? Or brewing beer? Well, yeah, sometimes, but not enough to really have it be a hobby. The other day, yesterday, or 2 days ago, I was calling at a financial firm, and I was trying to validate my identity. You've been through this recently. They ask you like 20 questions to prove you are who you say you are. And one of the things they say is, what hobby did you write down? I have no idea what hobby I wrote down. You know, unfortunately, I put people, families through this exercise sometimes if they have a funeral for a loved one and we're planning it, and I will ask them, so what interests or hobbies did they have? And sometimes they just look back at me with blank stares and go, the guy worked like 60 hours a week his whole life. He didn't have any hobbies. But then one day I was thinking about it, and I think it was a day I was practicing music with Mark, and it dawned on me, my favorite hobby is singing. I love to sing all the time. I sing in the car, I sing in the shower, I sing, drive my kids nuts. Last night we had a dance party in our driveway while we listened to a song in the car. It was fantastic. I love to sing. You all know that, I think. I love to make up silly lyrics to familiar songs. But I especially love to sing in worship. Singing here moves my heart like nothing else I do. Maybe that's for you too. There's a great animated film called Sing. It's a bunch of anthropomorphized animated animals who compete in a singing contest to think what they think is going to win, I think, $100,000, which is supposed to be $1,000. But anyhow, the story evolves and they all realize how they come to connect with one another through their love of song, their love to sing. I recommend the movie. It's worth your time. It can create community. It can draw us together in unique ways. You know, I think that's what the psalmist in Psalm 149 is touching upon. There are 25 different references in the Psalter about singing, and they're often, almost exclusively, commands to sing. Not suggestions, not, it's kind of nice if you sing. It's, no, sing. Like, do it. It's good for your soul. It's good. Because it connects us to God. I did have a choir instructor once, not Mark, but somebody in my seminary who would say that he had a congregational voice. Can you figure out what that means? He means he was better at showing other people how to sing than he was singing himself. God hadn't given him necessarily a tone or a timbre in his voice that was very pleasing to the ear, or at least his ear. But I think as I read the Psalter, there isn't a sing only if you have a good voice. Singing is commanded of all people. Sing even if you don't think you can very well. Sing when you enter into God's courts. You know, there are very few places left in our society where we come together and gather together to sing except church. Think about it. Yet, neuroscientists say that singing together promotes integration of brain functions. It alleviates depression. It promotes mental health. When we sing, we learn viscerally and audibly what it means to be one in the Spirit. Singing's happening sometimes, though, in our society. You can see it in peaceful protest marches, of course, in churches. Singing happened over the course of history as people were trying to connect themselves to a reality that was greater than what they could see in front of their eyes. I think particularly of the time in which we had slavery in our country. Singing helps us aspire for a better future, helps us realize that there is greatness and wonderful things in this life to be experienced together. That's why I think song was so predominant in Scripture, Old and New Testaments. Moses and Miriam sang new songs when the Hebrew slaves were liberated from Egypt. John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, sang a new song when his speech was restored about being the father of the prophet to the Most High. And of course, we remember that Mary, Jesus' mother, sang a song after Gabriel announced that she would conceive and bear the Savior to liberate the world. Song lifts us. When we sing, we resonate with the Spirit in unique ways. There's a fragment of the song that we opened with this morning, and it alludes to when Jesus was celebrating the Last Supper, and he sang a hymn. Did you catch it? It's actually in the gospel accounts. After Jesus and the disciples had Jesus' Last Supper, they sang a hymn together. Why? Why don't they just go, okay, peace, everyone, we're out. I got to go do this. You might want to come along. You know, I'm about to be arrested and tried. No, why? They sang a hymn that's oftentimes left out of our reading. Well, I think that's because they needed that song. Jesus and his disciples needed to be connected again to who was ultimately in control. When just as it was that the time of darkness would seem to come to eclipse the light who had come into the world, they needed the reminder that they were connected to a source of life, the liberator of all people, that death does not have the final answer. They needed to sing to believe. They needed the courage. Maybe Jesus himself needed the courage to go to the cross. Throughout our history, new things have been written celebrating what God has done and re-entrusting ourselves to God to bring about hope from chaos and despair. Sometime I invite you to take a tour through your hymnals and read the attributions at the bottom. You'll discover that many have references to being composed at a time of a particular event in someone's life or a movement of history, a crisis moment for which the song was written. Today, we dedicate our music ministry and the means by which we make it, our instruments and our choir, to the glory of God, because we know that every Sunday we come, we feel that connection again. It's not a performance, not designed to entertain us, no. They are here to lift us, to help us reconnect to the source of all life, of all beauty, God. You see, we're all the performers for God. You join the choir whenever you sing a hymn, aloud or silently in your heart when the anthems are sung. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20, we read this: be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, it's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. And so today we not only dedicate our choir, our instruments, we in essence dedicate all of us to again be those who sing unto the Lord. We are united in this common ministry, infused with the Spirit to make music together that is pleasing to the Lord and that witnesses to the hope in which we have been reborn through Christ. And so maybe you've been told in your life that you can't sing. Don't believe it. Sing out loud. Sing out strong. God made you and me, everyone, to sing, and in God's ears all songs are beautiful. No song is off key to God. If you feel the Spirit move, sing a new song. Our choir this year will be singing new songs, ones you have not heard, ones that speak to present realities, struggles in our common life together, not only as a church, but as a nation and as a world. Many of you have made that possible by faithfully stewarding the music fund and music ministry of our church, and it's ongoing. One in particular we will sing at the end of this month. On the Sunday we collect for the Presbyterian Disaster Assistance for those of hurricane relief. It will be a special prayer offering to the residents of Texas and Florida and the Gulf region. So warm up your voices. Sing out your fears. Sing out your joy. Sing out your hope. Everyone is to sing a new song to the Lord. Everyone's to give thanks to God for what God has done, making God's deeds known to others. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to sing it out loud.